We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Seiruvei Tchumin, Halacha Vav, in middle of paragraph Yud Beis. Dahainu shemevakshim sheyu niftochim apsochim vashorim shel Beis Hamikdash. We're asking that the gates and the entranceways of the Beis Hamikdash should be opened. Shehem bechinas shari kedusha. They symbolize the entranceway to the path of holiness. Sheyuchlu Yisroel lichnois bohem legadel kvodis borach, so that each and every single Jew will be zeichet to enter the entranceway to the kedusha, and start bringing new honor, new glory to Hashem. Shezeu bechinas veyovoi melech hakovoi. That's what's meant by veyovoi melech hakovoi. Let there come honor to the king. Vezeu bechinas, and this is what's meant when the pasuk says right after that. Mize melech hakovoid, who is this honorable king? V'hamikra ze tomua moid. Rav Nosson says this pasuk is very strange. Maze shailas mize melech hakovoid. What kind of question is that in the middle of a chapter of Tehillim? Who is the honorable king? At shehutzrach lohoshiv, to the point where there has to be a response following that. Hashem izuz v'gibor. Hashem the mighty one, the almighty. Is there any reason why we didn't know a moment earlier that the honorable king, the respectable king, is Hashem? So Rav Nosson Zal explains, but rather this goes back to what we were discussing earlier. Ki ikar his galus kavoido yisborach walidei Yisrael. The ones who have the greatest ability to broadcast and to publicize the honor of Hashem is Klal Yisrael. Uchefi maaseyim atovim shel Yisrael kein nizgale kvodei Yisborach. And to the degree that Klal Yisrael is involved in doing good deeds, to that degree we bring glory and honor to our Hashem. Ukshein Yisrael leidem oisei chas v'sholem. And when Klal Yisrael is not serving Hashem well, Azai chas v'sholom nis'alim kvod yisborach me'olam. Then kavyochol Hashem's glory and honor becomes hidden from the world. The concept of honor and glory coming to Hashem depends completely on Klal Yisrael. To the degree that we do good deeds, we are mefarsim, we broadcast and we glorify Hashem. To the degree that we commit sins or do bad things, we conceal the honor and glory of Hashem from the world. And therefore, when Klal Yisrael begins to cry forth and to daven, open up the gates, open up, v'yovoi melech hakovoid, dahainu sheyizgale kvodei yisborach aydei maaseyim atovim shel Yisrael, meaning that we're begging that we, Klal Yisrael, through our good deeds, should be zeichet to glorify Hashem, to bring honor to Hashem, azai tekef nisoyer shailas hamekatregim. Then what happens is, immediately, those prosecuting angels, which were created by our sins, by the bad things we've done, they rise up and they cry out, voimrin, Mi ze melech hakovoid, haynu shechas v'shalom ein roi likrois yisborach b'shem melech hakovoid. How dare we call Hashem the honorable king, me'achar sheYisrael ein maaseim olam yofeh, when we are not doing good deeds, ve'ein megadlin kvodo k'roi, and therefore we are not bringing glory and honor and respect to Hashem. So therefore, how dare we proclaim Hashem as melech hakovoid? And as soon as these mekatrigim, these prosecutors, make their statement, we, Klal Yisrael, respond to them immediately, Hashem izuz v'gibor, Hashem gibor milchamo. Haynu shashem yizborach izuz v'gibor. We state that Hashem is all-powerful. V'yigmoyres sheloi bevadoi. And Hashem will definitely finish, complete everything he wants to complete. Hashem will definitely come out on top. וכל עוזוי וגבורוסוי ומלחמתוי הוא להכניע ולבטל הקטרוגים של ישראל. And the main thing that Hashem uses, his power and his strength, is to subdue and eliminate the negative claims against Klal Yisrael, all the persecutions and prosecutions against Klal Yisrael. V'hu gibor melchomo lenatzchom tomit, and Hashem is all-powerful to be victorious against these mekatrogim, ha'yidei goydol koyach shel gedolei ha-tzadikim, through the greatness, the great merit of the great tzadikim, sheyogu v'torchu b'avodosam kol kach b'mesiras nefesh kozeh, who have struggled and toiled so hard with such incredible mesiras nefesh, putting their life on the line to serve Hashem, ad sheyicholim limtzei anekudas tovos b'chol echad miYisrael, whereby this has enabled them to rise to a level where they have the ability to identify and discover good points in each and every single Jew, afilu kishehem b'dyuta tachtoina ma'oid chasushon, even when a Jew is on the lowest level, in the worst place, these tzaddikim have the ability to identify good points in them. Shaydeze nizgalek vodoy kanal, which and by doing this, they reveal the kavod of Hashem. We said that the more we get to see the good deeds of Klal Yisrael, the more the kavod of Hashem is revealed. V'zehu gam kein b'chinas koil habeiz, shemadaber gam kein mizeh. And with this we could understand the second cry of the rooster, which is also tied into this. Ki tzrichin lo'er ha'toyv sheb'Yisrael, shub'chinas kvoide yisborach, tzrichin lo'er roi pam achar pam, kedei lo'er roi b'chol pam y'ashenu shemizgaberes mo'id al kol echot k'yadua. Because it's important that this procedure be repeated again and again to constantly awaken and inspire those Jews that need awakening, that need inspiration. It's not a one-time shot deal, it's a constant struggle. Ve'ikar hisoyerus me'asheno begashmiyus shelishin harbe yosemidai. And the main concept of waking up from sleep on a physical level, this refers to a Jew being careful to limit their sleep, not to sleep excessively, and to try to get up, if at all possible, at midnight. If a person can't get up at midnight, to try to get up an hour after that, or an hour after that, or as early as they possibly can. Uberuchnius, and on a spiritual level, shelo yipoil bedaitoi. This refers to the fact that a Jew should not allow themselves to get down, to lose faith in themselves. V'lo yisyai shatz moilolam, and a person should never give up, never quit. Hoiker, and the main ability to do this, to succeed at this, physically and or spiritually, depends on one's ability to identify good points at all times. And this is why the rooster concludes by saying, Hashem tzevokois hu melech hakovoid selo. Dahainu, shehu yisborach hu melech hakovoid netzach selo voed. That Hashem is the respected king eternally, permanently. Ki lo ilon yodoy al huel yoyna, because Hashem will always come out on top eventually. V'yigmor eshelo tomid, Hashem will always complete whatever he wants to complete. He'll see it through to completion. Ki kvar hoyu tzadikim gedoylim koelu, because the world has already had great enough tzadikim שיוכלו למצוא הטוב שבכל אחד מישראל, who had the ability to find good in each and every single Jew, וללמד זכוס עליהם תומד, and to be able to find merit in Klal Yisrael at all times. שיידי זה נסגל לכבוד יסברך, and by finding merit in Klal Yisrael, one is זכה to glorify Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, the rooster concludes with the words, Hashem tzevokois hu melech hakovoid selo, that Hashem is the true respected king, meaning that eventually everyone will come to recognize the glory of Hashem. Paragraph Yud Gimel. וכל זה הספלל דוד כדי שיוניחו השור המסורן לכנוס בימי שלמה. And related to the, what we've been discussing till now, this is what King David was praying for when he asked that the gates of the Holy Temple open up to allow the Holy Ark to enter during the time of his son King Solomon. כמו שם רזל, as the Gemara tells us, וכמו שפירש רשי שם, and as Rashi explains there, כי בשו שביקש שלמה להכניס אורים, אומר חוב דלד רנונויס, ולא איננה עד שאומר זוכרו לחסדי דוד עבדך. Because when Shlomo HaMelech had completed the building of the temple, and he wanted to bring the Holy Ark in, and he prayed 24 different songs to Hashem, and he was refused until he mentioned requesting that Hashem remember the good deeds of his servant King David. Ki ikar hashros hashchina b'beis hamikdash hoya de knisa soronam koimoi kimavor sham b'parsha kishenichna soron kisonam. Because the main thing that brought about that the spirit of Hashem should be present in the Holy Temple was when the Holy Ark was brought into its place. As the Gemara tells us, that it was at that moment that the special cloud covered the Holy Temple. V'alkein dov kuash orim beis sherotzu lachnes orna mekoimoi. And it's for this reason that the gates of the Holy Temple closed at the time that they wanted to bring the Ark in. Because they felt that the Jews were unworthy to bring the Holy Ark into its place so that the Spirit of Hashem should start working actively there. Because they foresaw that there's going to come a time when the Jews are going to commit sins which are going to result in the destruction of the Holy Temple. וכל מה שאומר שלמה תפילו סורנונויס לא איננה עד שהזכר אז דוד. And all the prayers that King Solomon offered were not accepted until he mentioned the merit of his father King David. שאומר זוכרו לחסדי דוד עבדך. היינו כנ"ל, this goes back to what we mentioned previously. כי עבודת הצדיקים הגדולים ללמוד זכות על ישראל תמיד. The most important thing that the truly righteous people do is to always find merit in Klal Yisrael and the Jewish people. Shehu haderech shel hazamra. This is following the ideology that Rabbi Nachman presents in Likutei Moran in the chapter entitled Azamra, chapter 282. Kol ze b'chinas avoidas dover ha-melech, shu b'chinas Moshiach. And this was all the main work of King David, who was an aspect of Moshiach, Shehu Yigmor HaTikun VeYoshiv Kol Yisrael Hashem Yisbarach Edeze. Moshiach is going to be the one to complete the Tikun of Klal Yisrael, and thereby bring about that all of Klal Yisrael will return to Hashem. Ki David Hu Neim Zmirois Yisrael, because King David is referred to as the sweet singer of Klal Yisrael. וכל הזמירויס והשירויס נעשים על ידי בירור הטוב, כמו שכוסו שם בתורנל. And we know that the concept of songs are constructed by selecting out the good notes. שזהו בחינס הזמרו ללקאי ביועדי, הזמרו דייקה, singing. ויעל כן, כשהזכיר אז דוד שהוא בחינס מושיח, שסויף כל סויף יגמור התיקון על ידי שימצא נקודס טויבס בישראל אפילו באחרס היום הם בסויף הגולוס. And therefore, when Shlomo HaMelech mentioned, he requested that Hashem remember the merit of King David, who is an aspect of Moshiach, who is the one who will eventually complete the tikkun, the perfection of Klal Yisrael, by finding good points in the Jews, even as we come towards the end of time. עד שיחזר ויבנה בית מקדשנו, which will eventually lead to the rebuilding of the third and final, the building of the third and final holy temple, ויושיב הארון על מקומוי, when the holy ark will be placed in its place, על כן עוז נפתחו השערים, that's when the gates of the holy temple opened, והניחו הארון לכנוס and allowed the holy temple, the ark, to enter through the prayers of King David. Shehiktim lespalel al ze. He was the first one to offer this prayer of Su'u shorim roshechem, that the gates should open up. Ki kvar hiktim David b'chinas Moshiach legalois shashem izuz v'gibor v'melech hakol itzelo. Because Dovid HaMelech had already broadcasted this message that Hashem is all-powerful and He is the King of Glory. Shehu gomar v'yigmor. Hashem has completed everything and will complete everything. Ki kivoido yizgadel o'ilomai de'koyach ha-tzadikim she'yichoyin mo'ratov sh'b'Yisrael tomid. Because the honor and glory of Hashem will be elevated through the efforts of the tzaddikim, the righteous people, who always have the ability to awaken the good in the Jewish people. Ulagadel kvodis baruch haideze, and thereby heighten the glory of Hashem. Vezehu b'koyo gimel oimer imdu tzaddikim. And this is why we learned earlier that when the rooster makes his cries at night, his third cry, he announces, "Rise up, righteous people." Shemalire gam hatzadikim lasik b'Torah. He inspires the righteous people to study Torah. Afal pi shehem hayu kamim me'atzmon. Even though they would get up on their own. Achafal pi kein lefomim izgabar lehem gam kin b'chinas shena. Machmas avoy nes Yisrael chas v'shalom. However, even when it comes to the tzadikim, the most righteous people, even when it comes to them, at times, the powers of spiritual sleep overtake them as a result of the sins of the Jewish people. When the righteous people are not able to find merit in the Jews. And then these righteous people, these tzaddikim, find themselves in a state of sleep. Where they lose their high level of consciousness. V'alkein mo'ir roisam gamkein sheyam du v'yasku b'toyer, and therefore the rooster cries out, inspiring even the righteous people, the tzaddikim, that they should get up and study Torah. Ad shebegoydel koyach ha-toyerah yeidu eich l'alam yitzchus l'Yisrael tomim. And by studying Torah properly, this is what will give them the ability to always be able to find merit, zechus, in Klal Yisrael. V'zehu kedei sheyeh scharchem kofol olam haba. And this is why the Gemara tells us that the message of the rooster is, wake up, you righteous people, and study Torah, so that you'll be privileged to have a double portion of reward in the world to come. Kofol daika. The reason why this term double portion is used is, Ki yizku l'schar kofu me'achar shal yidei toirosam shubchines toras chesed zochu lo'er Yisrael me'ashena ulachziram lamutov. Since, as a result of these tzaddikim studying Torah, their Torah is a Torah of kindness, and thereby they're able to inspire and awaken the Jews out of their sleep and get them to repent and return to Hashem. Alkein bevadai schoram kofu. This is why their reward will definitely be a double portion. Ki kablu chelkom v'chelik yesh lam b'chol echad miYisrael shechozu l'Hashem Yisrael ha'yodam. Because these righteous people will receive their own reward, and they'll also receive the reward for the portion, for the share that they have in each and every one of the Jews who is privileged to return to Hashem. And this is why we're told that the fourth cry of the rooster is a proclamation that we await Hashem's salvation. We pray for and hope for Hashem's salvation. This is also tied into what we're discussing. Because this pasuk, this sentence in the Torah, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, is referring to each and every single Jew as part of a nation, and each and every single Jew individually. Kishehem Begolus, that when the Jewish people are in exile, or when an individual person is in a state of exile, bebechinas shena, in a state that's referred to as spiritual sleep. Sha'af al pikein tzrichim lekavois lishuas Hashem tomid. Despite that, we have to always yearn and hope for Hashem's salvation. Ukemuva b'medroshim, as is taught in the Medrash, she'Yaakov Avinu ro'osh al'idei Shimshon lo tiyeh hagula shlema, that when Yaakov Avinu, the third forefather of the Jews, saw through his power of prophecy that Shimshon Hagibor, who would be a leader of the Jewish people in the future, and still he would not succeed in bringing about a total redemption, Omar Lishuosko Kivisi Hashem. That was when Yaakov Avinu said this prayer that we still hope and yearn for and pray for Hashem's salvation. She'af al pikein, ani mekave lishuascha. Despite the fact that even through Shimshon HaGibor I see that we will not have a complete salvation, still I yearn for the salvation of Hashem, because I know she'yiyu tzadikim ko'elu she'yoyru atoy b'Yisrael tomid, that there are going to be righteous people who will have the ability to awaken the good in the Jews at all times, v'yashivu oisam l'Hashem yizborach, and thereby help us to return to Hashem. V'al kein oimrim posik ze koidem Hashenu b'kriya Shema Shalamito, and it's for this reason that this sentence, lishuascha kivisi Hashem, is said by every single Jew as part of the prayer to prepare for going to sleep, the Kriya Shema Lamita, kedei shelo yipoy l'sheina gemura chas v'shalom, because a Jew, before going to sleep, wants to ensure that he's not going to go to sleep permanently on a spiritual level or on a physical level. Rak yizke l'hisoyer mishinoso yalidei Yeshuas Hashem, but rather, instead, that he'll wake up out of his sleep through Hashem's salvation, shana mekav me'lov tomid, which we're always hoping for, afilu eich she'yeh, no matter what we're going through. V'zehu koil hay, and this is the fifth announcement that the rooster makes, shemedaber b'feirush me'hisleirus hashena, where the rooster speaks clearly about the concept of waking up from sleep. K'moshekosuv, as the Medrash tells us, that the fifth cry of the rooster is an announcement, ad mosai otzel tishkav, how long will you, lazy one, remain asleep? Mosai toko mishinoscha, when will you get up from your sleep? Al teva sashena, don't fall in love with sleep. Pekach einecho, open your eyes, svalechem, and be satiated, fill yourself with food. Pekach einecho, open your eyes, shadayin yesh b'cho nekudas toivos harbe. This refers to an announcement to the person, to each and every Jew, saying, realize that there are still good points in you. And by doing that, you'll be able to come out of your spiritual sleep. And you'll be able to fill yourself with the food of Torah. And this is why the Medrash tells us that in the seventh cry of the rooster, he's announcing the message that there are times that one has to do something important for Hashem, which requires putting aside the Torah. Hainu kemoshapirush Rashi Shem, as Rashi HaKodesh explains there, sheze namar al balei tshuva. That statement refers specifically to people who have fallen into sins and want to repent, want to come out of it. Shebikesh tovit mehashem yizborach sheyoyrehu ma yasu oisam sheferu torasecha. This was a prayer that Dovid HaMelech was presenting to Hashem, asking Hashem to give him the guidance to know how to deal with those who have fallen into sins, those who have violated the Torah. Hainu kanal, as we discussed earlier, shedovid b'chinas Moshiach, moiser nafshei b'shvil kol echad miYisrael harochok mehashem yizborach. Dovid HaMelech, who is from the family of Moshiach, he's an aspect of Moshiach, he is the one who's prepared to make every type of sacrifice required for on behalf of each and every single Jew who is distant from Hashem, Sheyim Saboy Toi, that he should, that Dovid HaMelech should be able to find good in that person, Kedei Lo'irer Mishenosoi, in order to inspire that person and wake them up out of their sleep, Ulachziro El Hashem Yisborach, and to get them to repent and return to Hashem. Nimtza, therefore we summarize, Shetarnagol Hubachinas Is Oirus Hasheno Al Yidei Shadera Shel Azamra, that the rooster is the symbol of waking up from sleep through the ideology that's of the Breslov ideology that's titled Azamra, which is presented in chapter 282 in the first half of Likutei Moran. The chapter that's entitled Azamra, I will sing to Hashem when I discover the good points inside of me. Paragraph Yudalit. Vezehu, and this is what the Gemara means when the question was raised, my taima tamra de tarnagoila midli liela. Dehainu sheris shelenoi mechasa enoi mimato lamala. Why is it that in the rooster, when he closes his eyes, the lower lid rises above the upper one, covering it, kedei sheyabit lamala v'lo yabit lamata? This is done to assure that the rooster will only be able to see up, and not be able to see downward. Hainu shehat tzadikim hoilchem b'derech zeh. This tells us that those righteous people, those tzadikim, who are the ones who are charged with inspiring the Jewish people, they follow this path. Lahabit ala toiv shebi Yisrael loyro meshena. They're always looking for the good in a Jew to inspire the person to wake them out of their sleep. Einehem mabitim tomid lamala, and therefore they're always looking up. They're always optimistic. They're always positive. Hainu ala toiv shebi Yisrael, looking at the good of a Jew or the Jewish people in general. Shehu oilo lamalo lamalo, which is way, way up there. Ve'enom roitzim klal lahabit lamato, and they're unwilling to look down on any individual Jew, dahainu al horash shelahem, meaning they're unwilling to observe the bad in a Jew. Ki hatoiv b'chines malo, because good is always referred to as the upside of a person. V'hora b'chines mato, and the negative of a person is the downside of the person. B'chines, as the pasuk says, mi yodei aruach b'nei odom ho'ilo hilamalo. Who is the person who understands the spirit of man which rises up and the spirit of animal, beast, which goes down? So again, the human element is something that's upward, and the animalistic aspect of a person is something that's referred to as the downside. Vesehu, and this is what the Gemara means when the question was asked, my taimo tamra de tarnagoila midli liela, she'enehem shel atzadikim hamalirim me'asheno, heim mabitim tomid lamalo alatoiv. That these righteous people, these tzadikim, who are the ones charged with inspiring Jews, taking them out of their sleep, their eyes are always looking upward, alatoiv, at the goodness, b'chinas midli liela, looking up. Ulamato, whereas down, hainu al horat, to look at the negative side of a Jew, einam roitzim lahabit klal, they refuse to look at that. Ki ilu hoyu einayim mechusos milamato baris einayim, as if their lower eyelid were closing the eye, not allowing it to look down at all whatsoever. And the reason that's presented is, mishum de dairi adapi, because the rooster is always climbing up on boards. Pirush Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says over there in the Gemara, Kroshin v'koirois. This refers to boards and beams. Zeo b'chinas hakomas hamishkan. This symbolizes the task that the tzaddikim, the righteous people, have of building a temple for Hashem, building a tabernacle for Hashem. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, Koirois botenu arozim, the beams of the house of Hashem were made from cedar wood, rohitenu baroisim, and the furnishings also of a type of wood, shenemar ala mishkan. This pasuk refers to the mishkan. Shenivne Vehukam Mikol Hanakudas Tavishal Yisrael, which was constructed and assembled out of all the good points of each and every single Jew. Every single Jew contributed their goodness to build the Mishkan. Shaideze Iker Hisoyerus Hashena. And this is what inspires people to be taken out of their sleep. Bibichinas Shoirani Bamasai, Venoavani Bamasa Mishkan, Vikanal. As we quoted earlier, the pasuk from Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, where the Jewish people say, I am black and ugly with my misdeeds, but I became beautiful with my building, my construction of the Mishkan, the Holy Temple. Hainu, Machmas Sheilu Hat Tzadikim Dairi Adapi, because of the fact that these Tzadikim, these righteous people, their main work is Shekol Iskom Vidirosom Hem Binyan Binyan Mishkan, their main focus and work is building a temple for Hashem, Shehu Dapi, that's this term, boards, Pchinas Kroshim V'Koyroi Shel HaMishkan, referring to the boards that we used in constructing the tabernacle in the desert, Kihem Oiskim Tomid Livnois HaMishkan, because these tzaddikim, these righteous people, this is their work. They're constantly involved in building this temple for Hashem. Shehu Bchinas HaDerech HaKoydesh Shel HaZamranal, which means they're constantly involved in following this ideology of looking for the good points in the Jews and singing to Hashem these good points. She'elu atzadikim shoyskim limtzei ha'tov tamid b'Yisrael heim boyne mishkan. Ein shom, as Rav Nilson Zal explains in the beginning of the first volume of Likutei Halachos, that these tzadikim who are involved in finding the good in the Jewish people, they are the ones who are building a mishkan. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in chapter 282 in Likutei Moran, and Rav Nosson Zal expounds on this in the beginning of Likutei Halachos. V'yalkein ein mabitin alora klal kim alatoiv, and therefore they avoid looking at the bad, at the negative of Jews whatsoever. They only focus on the good. Shezeu b'chinas midli li'elo kanal. This is the concept of the rooster who only looks in an upward direction. V'zeh, and this is why the Gemara said, v'i'ayil kutra, because if smoke were to come up, misavra, the rooster would be blinded by it, if he didn't have this covering, the lower eyelid covering the eye. Kutra hu osham. Kutra is the Aramaic word for smoke. B'chinas pegam hachatoim. This refers to the bad odor, in a sense, that comes from the sins of a Jew, the negative things that a person does, shehem bechinas olo oshon biapoi, which cause smoke to come kaviochel out of the nostrils of Hashem. They cause anger on the part of Hashem. Hainu, what this is referring to is shehem hoyu manichin lalo isoshon shel avonos chas v'shalom. If these righteous people, these tzaddikim, who are represented by these roosters, who are looking to inspire the Jews, to wake them up, if they were to allow the negativity of the sins of the Jews to rise up, chas v'shalom misavra, it would result in blindness, hoysa mistalekes ha'ashgocha chas v'shalom, it would cause chas v'shalom Hashem to stop looking, to stop focusing on the Jewish people. Ukemavura b'simen yudzayin hanal ayin shom, as Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, discusses in chapter 17, in the second half of Likutei Moran, which we mentioned earlier in the beginning of this section. Alkein heim misyagim b'chol koicham leilich b'derach Hashem yisborach. Therefore, these tzaddikim try to use every single effort to follow the path of Hashem, which is Lahabit rak halatoy v'loy lahabit alora klal, to look only at the good, only at the positive of the Jews, not to look at the negative whatsoever. Kedei lahachnis es Yisrael b'kaf schus tomid, so that they can always sway the Jewish people to the side of merit. Atshiachzru kulam l'Hashem Yisborach, which is what will lead all the Jews to return to Hashem, to repent. Which is what will result in the final redemption Ve'yivne beis hamikdash al-machoinu amein. When the third and final holy temple will be built, soon in our time, amen. Paragraph Tesvov. V'alkein, ze hamikro koirois botenu arozim, shepirushei al-mishkan, and therefore, this statement that we mentioned earlier, which speaks of the Mishkan, the tabernacle, being built from the cedar wood, Memar Shom Linyan Mashashim Izborach Meyapes Yisrael Tomid. That pasuk is written there in Shir HaShirim, right near where it speaks about Hashem always beautifying the Jewish people, Umistakel Rak Al HaToyv Shebohem, and Hashem always focusing only on the good of the Jewish people. Kama Shekosu Shom B'Shir HaShirim, as it says over there, right near this pasuk, Shchoyrani V'Noavo, I'm black, but I'm really beautiful. Novu lechoyayich batoirim, savorayich bacharuzim. Hashem describes the beauty of the Jewish people. Tzroer hamoyer doidili, eshkoil hakoifer doidili, hinoch yofor ayosi, hinoch yofo. I am bepirush Rashi sham, Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the Rashis of these sentences in Shir HaShirim, which are right next to the pasuk, koirois botenu arozim, shemefarish hakoil, where Rashi HaKodesh explains that these sentences in Shir HaShirim are all Hashem encouraging the Jewish people and expressing His love for us at all times, even after we've committed sins. And Hashem says to us, Sheyikhu Elu Hapsomim, that we should take these sweet-smelling spices, Tzroer Hamoer, Eshkol HaKoifer, Ayin Shom. V'achakach Siyem, Hinoch Yofo Doidi, HaKoil Sheloch. Mashato Barachnecho Melamed Aleinu Zchus, all referring to the fact that Hashem Himself is always finding merit in us. Koirois Botenu Arozim, Rohitenu Baroisim, Chinas HaMishkon. And then the next sentence refers to the Mishkan, Hahistaklus alatoiv levad ze bechinas binyan amishkan. This act on the part of a Jew to focus only on the good of the Jewish people and only on the good of a fellow Jew, this act itself constitutes building the Mishkan. Shehu bechinas azamrod alukai biyodi kanal. This is the concept that Rabbi Nizal spoke about, singing to Hashem, bringing forth a song that's constructed from all the good points. Gam, Rav Nosson Zal adds an additional point here, Timro de Tarnagoilo, this term Timro, of a rooster, Timro means literally the lower eyelid. Rav Nosson Zal says, L'shoin Timro merameis ala tzadik. This word Tomor, it also alludes to the tzadik. Bechinas tzadik katomor yifroch. We know that the tzaddik is compared to a palm tree, which is referred to as tomor, very similar to that word timro. Ki atzaddik nikro tomor loshen tmura. Because we know that one of the nicknames, one of the symbols of tzaddik, is tomor, the palm tree, loshen tmura, which also comes from the word to exchange, or to change. Shemeimir umachlif hakoil v'toivah. The tzaddik is the one who has the ability to change and turn everything around for the good. Ki kol hakitrugim mahapechosam l'schus. All the prosecutions that are being presented in the heavenly court against the Jewish people, the tzaddik, the righteous person, is the one who has the ability to turn it around to merit. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Im yesh olav malach melitz echod mini elef, that if there's a situation where there is 1,000 angels presenting the case of the Jewish people before the heavenly court, and 999 of them are speaking negatively, and there's one defending, that one has the ability to override the 999. Melitz echod mini elef daiko. Look at the ratio that's being mentioned here. 1 of 1,000. Shedaiko mini elef hamekatrigim nase hamalach hamelitz. That it's from among 1,000 prosecuting ones that there comes forth this one defending angel. Ki kol ma shemisrabim hamekatregim yoiser, humamlitz letoiv beyoiser. Because the more prosecutions that there are lined up against the Jewish people or against an individual Jew, this angel defends stronger. Al shemoitze boy afal pikein eizen akuda toivah. In the fact that the angel is able to say, look, despite the fact that this person has 999 things wrong with him, look how good he is, that despite that, there still is a good point inside of him. Ki kol elu hamekatrigim avodom, heim heim biatzmam oisam sheisis oisei lachtoi. Because we know that these angels that come before the heavenly court to prosecute a Jew, they are the same angels that were involved in seducing the person, in convincing the person to commit a sin. Kamoish Amar Hazal, as the Gemara tells us, Hu HaSoton, Hu HaMesis, Hu HaMekatreg, that it's the same heavenly angel who is charged with the task of seducing a person to commit sins, and then he's the same angel who comes and prosecutes the person for having listened to him. V'alkein, kishemisrabim chas v'shom hamakatregim oid al odom, and therefore, when there are many prosecutions against a Jew, azai oimeid hamalach hamelitz, then there rises up the defending angel, umahapech hakoil l'schus daiko, and he's able to turn everything around to be positive on behalf of that person. Ki ze toyein, because his defense is haloy adarabba, just the opposite. Me'achar sheyesh alov mekatrigim harbe kol kach, the fact that this Jew has so many things prosecuting against him, im kein hoyelo yitzrim royim harbe, so we see that this person obviously has a very, very powerful evil inclination. Because these prosecuting angels that are standing here now to prosecute the person, they are the ones who are involved in seducing the person and in trying to convince the person to commit the sins. And that being the case, adarabba, you want to say that this person is terrible and bad? Just the opposite. Hu pele godol, it's a remarkable miracle. Eich hischazek ish kozeh lachtoif afal pikein eisen nekudatoi v'shel eisen mitzvah she'osor. It's unbelievable how this Jew succeeded, despite all of these odds against him, in being able to accomplish a mitzvah, in being able to do something good. V'zeo b'chinas meilitz echod mini elef hamekatregim. This is the concept of what's meant when the pasuk says, one defending angel from among 1,000 prosecuting ones. Humamlitz olav, he defends, ki me'achar sheyesh olav mekatrigim harbe koelu, sheheim heim kulam hamesisim sheloi, because again, when a situation arises that a Jew has 999 angels standing before the heavenly court screaming how bad this Jew is, how the wrong things he did, the terrible things that he did, and again, we know in fact that these angels are the ones who are involved in convincing the person to go ahead and do those bad things. Im kein, ein chidish kol kach ma shechoto kol kach. That being the case, it's not so surprising that the person committed these sins. Adarabba, just the opposite. Zehu chidish nifla. It's an incredible, unusual, remarkable thing. The fact that this Jew was able to squeeze out a mitzvah, a good deed, despite the fact that he had such powerful forces working against him, such powerful soldiers. And it's for this reason that these tzaddikim, these righteous people, who are involved in this thing of focusing on the good and defending the Jews in all instances, they are compared to the tomor, the palm tree, bechinas tzaddik katomor yifroch, as King David announces in Tehillim, that the tzaddik will sprout forth like a palm tree, shemeimar umachlif hakitrugim l'schus, because the word Tomor is milashon lahamer, to turn around. These tzaddikim turn around all the prosecutions to actually become statements for the defense of the person, on behalf of the defense of the person. V'zehu b'chinas timro de tarnagoyla. And this is what the Gemara is alluding to when it uses these two words, timro de tarnagoyla, the lower eyelid of the rooster. Shaydezeh mo'oire me'ashena. The rooster, again, being the one who has the ability to awaken at one out of sleep. Al-yidei she'moitzei z'chus b'kulam v'kanal. By having the ability to find good, to find merit in all the different people.